This is Tanya on Joy 94.9 with an Australian Open 2014 update. The hottest topic of day four was again the heat itself. When temps went into the 40s for the third consecutive day at Melbourne Park, the extreme heat policy was put into place after Varvara Lepchenko took a medical timeout for her heat exhaustion and then lost her match. All matches except on centre court and Hisense were stopped momentarily till it cooled down. According to the rule, players have to finish their set before they go off court, which could be trouble in the case of Maria Sharapova versus Corinne Knapp as they went to 10-8 in the third set. Winner Maria Sharapova weighed in on the heat debate.
Yeah, because I think our match was an example of that. If it was a tiebreaker, it would have been over quicker, but you can just keep going.
The players were frustrated with the umpire for giving them penalties when resting in the heat.
I mean, on one hand, you're trying to get as much rest in between points as you can, but then you have an umpire who's giving you a time violation. And then you're asking yourself whether that's fair as well, and whatever degree weather that was.
They would also like to be kept more in the loop with the weather policies at Grand Slams.
We've never received any emails or warnings about the weather, what to do. Actually, I did receive one, like, while I was in the ice bath a few minutes ago, and I was like, that's a little too late. Yeah, it was a little late.
Once Joe Wilfried Tsonga got out of a tight first set, he smoothly sailed off court right before play was called off. I was excited to speak to Smiling Joe for the first time ever.
Joe, how important do you think it was to win the first set today?
I think it was really important, also because we didn't know that the roof would be closed. So play four sets. Into the heat is tough, so it was good for me to win this one in straight set.
17-year-old Aussie Tanasi Kokkinakis was lucky enough to play under the air-conditioned roof on Rod Laver Arena, but had to play number one seed Rafael Nadal. Nobody expected Tanasi to trouble Rafa on court, but he managed to hit winners and serve aces on the big stage against a big-name player. He was excited to hear that Rafa thought he would be a star of the future.
Yeah, it's always nice. He's obviously a legend of the game, and for him to say that is a real big plus for me. I know I need to keep working. I've got a lot of development to do, and it's only just the beginning.
18-year-old Nick Kyrgios played an epic five-setter against the Frenchman Benoit Paire on Margaret Court Arena that went late into the night. He won the first two sets, but then seemed to cramp up. He was still thrilled to push the 27th seed to the edge.
Yeah, you know, the crowd was unbelievable. Sort of felt a bit like a Davis Cup atmosphere, and you know, I can't thank the fans enough. You know, they were every point. They were chanting. They were going nuts out there. So you know, it was really good, and yeah, it was just an honour to sort of be out there.
American Sloane Stephens was down and almost out in her match with Arla Tomjanovic, but dug deep to pinch the third set. It was a bit scary for the feisty American facing the crazy Melbourne weather.
It was lightning like crazy, ridiculous, and I was like, Donna, like, hello. And then she left the court to go to another court. So when she came back, it was 3-0, and she was like, okay, we're gonna stop now. And I was like, well, the lightning's gone. Like, and it was weird. Yeah, it was intense. Like, that's like the worst thing, to be outside when it's lightning, or to be in the middle of the ocean, like, by yourself. Like, I just was like, it's lightning. This is not, like, where's their siren? Or I don't know. Like, it just kind of freaked me out.
It seems she can't get through a match without causing some kind of stir.
So dramatic, I know.
Hello.
Oh, I like to keep it interesting. And obviously, I don't like to sleep because I like going home super late. But I get there in the end. That's good.
Really incredible sequence at crunch time where you just hit a really delicate, devastating drop shot.
The drop shot where I hit that, Paul stood up and was like, no! That one, yeah.
Nonetheless, she has her priorities sorted.
What's more important, your credit card or your friends?
My credit card.
Roger Federer has been tennis loyalty for so long he hadn't played on Hisense for over a decade. But it was actually a nice change for him. Roger is now one of the most senior guys on tour, so I asked him if he's keeping up with the young guys.
Roger, a lot of guys on the tour are getting more physical, getting bigger. Is it getting harder to keep up with that these days?
Not necessarily, you know. What's interesting about the bigger guys these days is that they play from the baseline, you know. Whenever you were over 185, you used to serve in volley back in the day, and because you would take advantage of your size, of your power, and now all these guys who are over 190 are actually playing further back in the court because they have more time. Their serve is big as it is, and they don't need to kill themselves always running back and forth, you know, over hours and hours. So that, I think, is something that has really changed. And I mean, Rafa and me, we're not the tallest out there, you know, we're the norm, let's say, and that works perfectly well, you know. But of course, it is good to, I guess, be over 180. It just seems like it, but nevertheless, I still believe you can do very well even at 175.
We also discovered that, surprisingly, Roger hasn't heard a compliment in a while.
You moved really well, like your footwork.
Thank you. Thanks for the compliment.
My pleasure.
Finally, again, the one. It's been a while.
The biggest upset on day four was out on court two when unseeded Roberto Bautista Agu knocked out fifth seed Juan Martín del Potro at 1 a.m. And the Spaniard couldn't believe his luck.
Yeah, I'm so happy for the victory today. It was one of my best wins in my career, and he's a great player, one of the best in the world, and I could beat him, and I'm so happy because of that.
This has been an Australian Open 2014 update on Joy 94.9.